lying?
No, it's Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes!
It is Friday.
Is it time to go home now?
I wish everybody could have seen 30 seconds ago when you were struggling with your headphones. And they were winning.
Why would you mock my war with my headphones?
It's like a knot of necklaces. You just can't get it undone.
I hate wires, man. It's so ridiculous. And I knew, and you've had this happen, if you don't get your headphones on your stupid head just right, it's a hell of a feedback for everybody in Los Angeles
to
enjoy.
Yes, that's true.
Well, all three people listening anyway.
That is true.
Yeah, it's crazy. I could have blown your ears out.
So it is Friday.
Yes! Woo!
You had a short week, by the way.
I know. It was way too long.
You took Monday off sick.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. real sick. Yeah, it's too long, man. 4 days. Come on.
5 o'clock to 7 o'clock on Fridays.
Nothing but party music.
It is our old request fest.
You got something in your brain you want to hear? Maybe something you haven't heard in a long time? Maybe something some other station used to play that was not really rock? We can find it. We'll play it.
We'll stretch.
Yeah, we'll big
we'll
time.
Stretch to play stuff.
Sha. Yeah.
Repulsive words.
I got a list of those.
Same. We talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour.
Wait, is moist one of them?
Yes.
Woo!
Yes, it is.
Let's get a hold of Kat. She loves moist clowns.
What's up with Florida?
Good question.
And I don't know if you have heard about this, but there's a new thing called a pop-up wedding.
No. Did you do that? Was your wedding?
I made a huge mistake. I should have.
It's a lot faster and easier.
I'll tell you about it next.
I hope it's on a street corner and people line up for it. Also, we have Sammy Hagar tickets for the Best of All Worlds Summer Tour. That's happening August 19th at the Kia Forum. Tickets are on sale as we speak. But Sammy's going to speak. What time should we do that? Do you want to do that between 5 and 6 or earlier? It's up to you, man.
Let's do it between 4 and 5.
Between 4 and 5. You hear Sammy Hagar say something, you be caller 25 and we'll send ya.
On 95.5 KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Always love that song.
Yeah, some of them electronic music the kids love so much these days. They're playing them synthesizer things.
I got married on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, congratulations. Everybody had a great time. You know, everybody that was invited. No, but yeah, I mean, really.
Sluggo
really
was invited and said,
I'm not feeling very good.
Plus, I never leave the house.
But at least I dropped off your weed for you.
Which I appreciate.
Yeah, no problem.
But in Indianapolis, apparently we chose the wrong way to do it. Indianapolis on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
There was a pop-up wedding.
Okay. That's like, these days, like a new restaurant will open a pop-up store in an abandoned whatever out on Melrose.
Right.
That's just sort of a thing. A pop-up shoes. That's why people are lined up all the time on Melrose. And you drive by and go, loser!
In Indianapolis, a place called Mansion Society, which is kind of a coffee shop, was just a group of people walked in, had a wedding, used their spot, and left.
Did they ask permission?
No.
They just came in and got married.
Just did it.
Got hitched. Did they consummate the marriage in the back?
I don't have the answer to that, but here's the report.
The owner of a coffee shop on the west side still in shock after a bridal party came in and then staged a pop-up wedding.
Come on. Who knew that was even a thing?
You know, the hotel or the church was all booked, and the minister was like, I really need some caffeine.
It's expensive on New Year's Eve to find a place.
Big time.
But she had to be in her wedding dress when they were walking through the street. You know what I mean? Approaching the place.
Okay, this is kind of weird because you and I hate when people drop to their knees in public, like during a baseball game and propose.
Right.
But I'm thinking if I saw a bride and groom blow into the local coffee shop and then start getting married, I think I would like that.
You'd be all right with that.
I think. What do you think?
What if the coffee shop didn't know about it?
I think that's even funnier, actually, honestly.
Same.
Yeah.
Anna Lazama says New Year's Eve started out like any normal day at the Mansion Society. But in a matter of minutes, she noticed a huge crowd.
And we did notice that they were very dressed up, like for a wedding.
I mean, so then you're thinking, oh, well, and we're not being robbed, at least.
Right.
So that's not going to happen.
But what she didn't know was that that wedding was about to start in her shop.
And we were behind the bar, like trying to peek over here, and we're like, wait, are they talking? Are they getting married?
And they weren't.
When she came in holding her flowers ready to, like it was an aisle, and, you know, she got up to her groom, and the officiant was like, we are gathered here today, so the ceremony began.
We are gathered here today. Yeah, you in the corner drinking that cappuccino, you're gathered here for this.
You're part of this.
You
now stand up. And
you better brought a present.
The wedding happened right here in this tight corner of the coffee shop, but Anna says the party made themselves at home by moving pieces of furniture, moving personal items around everything.
everywhere and blocking the front door and parking lot, making it difficult for paying customers to come in and out.
Okay, that's not cool.
Right.
I'm not okay with that.
Dick.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to do it in the corner and not bother anybody.
Right, correct.
People there got to not for sure know it's really happening.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, agreed.
When the party left, Anna posted about it on social media with the most asked question, why didn't the coffee shop kick them out?
And we didn't want to push them out and then maybe have them record us at a certain point and only share that side of the story and then flip the tables that maybe we didn't.
Yeah, and then we also wanted to record ourselves really loud for some reason.
No, I'm not sure why that happened. No.
That was weird.
You know, accommodate them when we should have.
When the leasing manager reached out to the bride admitted it got out of hand and offered a $200 donation.
All right.
Well, I'm sorry. You know. Did it get out of hand?
Yeah. Or they got caught.
Was it an actual wedding that took place in a coffee shop where they didn't give the owner notice?
Yeah. Well, I like that part, I have to say.
I do, too.
But you better tip really well. And everybody in the party better buy some stuff.
They didn't.
Yeah, that's not okay.
The bride offered $200.
But listen, it's
2020. So that should make up for it all.
It's 2024. I think it's a new, interesting thing. Do it from now on, but make sure you pay the people there. Don't tell them you're going to do it.
Don't tell them, but pay them.
Pay them, buy stuff, and tip. I like it.
Tell them Sluggo sent you. Did you hear about the employees at eBay?
No.
Sending a box of live spiders?
Oh, to you? I hope not.
Nope.
That would be your nightmare.
They have faced criminal charges over harassment in a campaign against a couple named David and Ina Steiner more than 3 years ago. These guys put out an e-commerce bites newsletter.
Okay.
And apparently the management of eBay was unhappy with the way they were treated.
So they were saying eBay's terrible, they're the worst, this couple or whatever, they have a little
allegedly
online.
Yes.
Yeah. And then someone there apparently lost their mind about it?
Well, yeah, it seems like you know, there's a lot of he said, she said.
Sure, of course.
But it seems like the president of the company allegedly said to somebody else they need to be stopped.
Okay, those and he probably meant just to, like, get rid of their account or try and shut it down. I don't think a box full of spiders
was
on his mind.
The harassment started in 2019 after Ira Steiner wrote a story about a lawsuit brought by eBay that accused Amazon of poaching its sellers.
Okay.
A half hour after the article was published, eBay's then CEO, Devin Wenig, sent another top executive a message saying, if you're ever going to take her down, now is the time.
Yeah, you do have to be careful how you word things. So you just say it to the wrong person.
That's according to court documents. The executive sent Wenig's message to James Bao, who was eBay's senior director of safety and security.
And spiders.
Safety and security.
Those people are always the craziest. You know, whenever they're in charge, they are always the ones that are like, yeah, but you know, what if we did this? Because that'd be crazy, huh?
And they said that they are, that Ina Steiner is a biased troll who needs to be burned down.
Wow.
Those were the letters that came out in court. So Bao was among seven former employees who ultimately pleaded guilty to charges in the cases. He was sentenced in 2022 to almost 5 years in prison.
For
harassing this couple.
By sending
them.
From
the company.
By sending them a box of spiders?
Instead of a chair. They ordered a chair. And the people at eBay said, you know what? You're not getting a chair. You're getting a box full of live spiders.
Wow. How did they even? So they got a bunch of spiders together. They put it in the box that this couple was waiting for their chair to show up in.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, wow.
Yes, that is a bad surprise.
Wow.
Bao, whose prosecutor described as the mastermind of the scheme, at one point recruited other people with him in Boston to spy on the Steiners, authorities said. He and the employee went to the couple's home in the hopes of installing a GPS tracker on their car. These are former high-ranking eBay officials.
That's got to be more going on than just saying, oh, you know, they've been poaching off of Amazon.
Right.
There's got to be some other behind the scene to be that fired up.
The trio found the garage locked, so they brought tools to break in.
Dang.
What's happening?
Wow.
How are you as a company going after a couple that writes a...
That'll teach them.
A little letter.
You know what? If they don't like that, we'll send them a box full of spiders.
Wow.
It is insane. And they were, several of them pled guilty.
Oh, I got the box, the chair today, and I'm starting to put it together, but it seems to be made of spiders, dear. Did you order a box full of spiders?
Can you imagine getting a box full of spiders? I would die on the spot.
You would. You just drop dead right there.
So eBay paid $3 million to get
out of it.
Wow. Yep.
Hey, Stu, start gathering spiders.
Nope.
What's up with Florida?
Florida driver stashed meth in butt cheeks after being stopped for hit and run.
That's where that goes.
A Florida man involved in a hit and run was secretly hiding crystal meth between his butt cheeks.
Now, was it in a little baggie or was it free flowing?
It doesn't say. Yeah. I can't. I have to imagine it was in a baggie.
One would hope, because otherwise it's going to start getting absorbed.
You really have to pinch.
Yeah. So this was after the accident that he placed it there?
Yeah, he drove away from the accident, from the hit and run. Yeah.
Right.
He hit and ran. And then they saw who it was and pulled him over. It's on January 4th. Mm-hmm. The vehicle fled the scene, but police officers were able to find it, pull him over. There was a woman driving the car at the time.
Hi.
And the guy was in the passenger seat. And he got the guy out, the 35-year-old, and said that he was driving. And he didn't stop because he didn't think he hit anything.
I heard a bump, but I didn't think I hit anything.
And the officer, what about the front bumper there? What about that part of your car? And he goes, I
bought it like that.
I didn't see that. Yeah, I didn't know that happened. Huh. Deputies found a crystal-like substance in the woman's purse.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually they asked him, hey,
you
got any drugs on you?
And did he answer truthfully?
He did.
Why?
He admitted that he had crystal meth between the cheeks, is how he put it.
Look, they're gonna haul you away. They're gonna handcuff you.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna haul you away. In between all of that time, while they're writing out their little reports and making their little phone calls, is when you reach in your butt,
right,
and grab it and throw it into the where the wild animals are. Then they can have a go at it. Maybe, at least try.
I feel like it's half-hearted to put it between your butt cheeks.
I do too,
because you've got, you know, like a garbage disposal right there. Like, really go all the way or
yeah,
no?
All the way.
Don't give me a 50% put it between your butt cheeks thing. Of course they're going to find that. Of course they are. You have to be thorough, dude.
And they're not even likely to search you, but just in case.
Oh,
yeah. We gave out a bunch of tickets to see those guys, Eagles, and this weekend we're going to give out a ton more tickets. It is a hot weekend. Did you know it's going to be hot this weekend?
I did not know. It seems cold.
Yeah, it's been a ticket blizzard, but now it's going to be hot, and we're going to be playing a bunch of hot songs because it's so damn hot. We're going to be hot in the city and hot legs. And
so we want it to be hot, so we're just going to act like it is?
Exactly.
Okay.
And if you can think of any hot
makes
songs.
Makes no sense.
Exactly. You call JD up and you suggest him between noon and 6 Saturday and Sunday, and he'll have a bunch of tickets to the summer shows that are coming up. Moist Clown. What do you think about that? Moist Clown.
Hate it.
You don't like it?
Hate everything about it. We were talking earlier this week, I think it was Monday when you were out.
Right.
Stu and I were taking calls on things that you learned late in life.
Right, okay.
And a guy called in and said, I learned on your show that the word moist is the worst word.
Yeah, people hate that word. They hate it. Cat particularly hates it.
That guy had heard us talking about it like this and was like, oh, I guess.
Yeah, I just went and looked at a whole bunch of lists, and moist is almost at the top of everyone's list. You know, it's funny because they advertise cake that way. Some
they
cake
do, yeah.
It's moist.
Yeah, I don't like that word either.
Throw
really.
It away.
But I have seen people that I've been with physically cower.
Cringe.
When you say that.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's fingers on a chalkboard.
And this is wrong, but it's what makes me like the word moist.
Agreed.
Because it makes people freak out.
Agreed.
Which is just wrong.
So we're looking for the words that freak you out. You hate what word?
Oh, 818-955-KLOS. My three would be, coming in at number three, is the word snot.
Don't love.
I hate that word.
Yeah.
It's... At number two is nauseous. Whenever like a doctor asks, well, have you been nauseous?
Really?
It makes me nauseous. Yeah.
And just the word.
Yeah, you kind of have to use that word because there's not really anything else for it. It makes me want to vomit, I guess.
I want to throw up. It feels like I have to throw up.
Nauseous. I'm nauseated.
That word
nauseous.
Hates you.
Yeah, I hate it. And number one on my list.
Yes.
Pustule. I heard it on a funny show, very funny show. They were being really gross, and she said, ooh, it has pustules on it, and I'm oozing pustules.
Gross.
Stop it.
This survey conducted by an online language platform called Preply. A majority of the words that make people squirm are related to the human body. And I would say
well,
that's
I guess
true.
That makes sense, yeah.
Postule,
snot, and nauseous, yes. So there you go for me.
One of my least favorite words in the English language is gape.
Gape?
Or
really?
Gaping.
Gaping.
Yes.
Huh.
Yes.
Gaping hole.
Because... yes.
Shut your gaping hole.
Because I have a friend in my life that will send me stuff named Psycho Mike.
Yeah.
Who I've had to literally block. Probably five different times. Literally block him.
But Psycho Mike knows how to push buttons.
Yes.
And I love that.
And that word is one of my buttons. Do not say that around me.
Okay. All right. Good
to need it.
Don't need it.
No.
Get it out of the language.
Right. So what word do you have a physical reaction to? You just can't take it.
818-955-KLOS. Got any other words you can't stand offhand? Or what's on the list? You said
well,
that
I have
list
the top 10, but I don't want to take people's.
No.
I'll give you the top three.
Okay, or bottom three. Give us the bottom.
All right. Let's see. Number 10 is curd.
Curd.
C-U-R-D. I'm not sure why.
That's like a cheese or something, isn't it?
I think so.
Curd.
Number
nine
is putrid.
Putrid. That's a pretty good word.
Don't love that.
That is kind of gross.
And number 8 I hate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ooze.
Ooze. Ooze.
Yeah, that's not good.
All right.
Especially if it's moist.
Now, why do you want to talk about this kind of stuff? Exactly. I mean, we should just be happy and make people feel good.
Words that drive you crazy is what
make
we're looking
you sick.
For. 818-955-KLOS. We are talking about words that affect you physically.
Make you kind of want to hurl.
When you hear them, you cringe. Something,
no.
Yes, makes you feel nauseous.
Yes. Stop it. You bastard.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, it's Monique. Happy Friday, everybody. Woohoo!
Thank you, Monique.
Friday! Oh.
Do you have a word that drives you crazy?
Yeah, I really hate the word testicles. It's like, why don't you call them balls? I mean, you know, it's just like, why do you have to, you know?
Technical? You know, it would be kind of weird if your doctor was talking to you that way. Of course, it'd be very weird if your doctor was talking to you about your testicles, but...
Right.
Yeah, it is kind of a gross word. I'll buy that.
I guess it is too technical.
Yeah. It is. Yeah,
I don't know.
Unpleasant.
Right.
But they're fun. Thanks for calling. I enjoy mine.
KLOS, hello.
You guys were talking about moist.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't see any problem with the word moist. In fact, there's a lot of things that I like that are moist. On the other end of the spectrum, there's the word crusty. There's a lot of moist things out there that I would really hate if it was crusty, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
Yes, we do.
Crusty is a good, horrible word.
Yes,
absolutely.
We do.
And we get
thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
The word I hate, it's called a cystoscope.
Cystoscope?
That makes me squirm.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, what is it?
That's a camera that... that they look into your kidneys, but they go through your private.
I've had that happen when I was 16. They shoved one of those in there. Woo! Damn!
Man!
Your body is not made for that.
It is not.
No.
I didn't know what that thing was called, but I hate a cystoscope too. Personal experience.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hi there.
Words that make you sick.
Shuffle?
Supple.
Yeah, that is kind of a gross word. It's supposed to be really pleasant.
Sensual.
But it's disgusting in a way. You're right. Who are you?
Yeah, my name's Izzy. Hi.
Izzy, thank you for your supple call today. Thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Words that really make you sick. Not surprisingly, we're getting a lot of calls on this topic.
Yeah, right?
Repulsive words. Words that really just gross you out.
When someone says them, especially like someone who doesn't seem to know that it's a gross word, they just use it like straight at you.
Right.
And just
or
makes
if they
you...
find out you hate the word moist and you use it a lot.
Then it's hilarious.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. I have two words that just are disgusting.
Cool. Let's hear them.
Slacks.
Unbelievable.
We literally just said that in the studio.
Unbelievable.
Literally just
slacks instead of pants.
Yeah.
Slacks and panties.
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 Yeah. Jed used to talk about panties all the time. So you don't like when they're talking about the clothes that attach themselves to your body, kind of. That's why slacks bothers me.
Especially when they pair it with moist.
Your moist slacks and panties
yeah.
are.
Moist, yes.
Yes, that's not good at all. Right Thank on. You.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thank you. I do like that a majority of the people calling are women.
Yes.
Well, I have to chime in on this because my cousin and I actually have a list, an ongoing list of words, and we crack up over them all the time.
Right.
I'm going to give you my top two and his top one.
All right.
For him, he hates the word rural.
Rural.
Why? Because it's hard to yes. say?
Rural, the rural juror.
I have no idea, but that's his number one at the top of his list.
All right.
For me, it's a toss-up between membrane and stool.
Those are good. Those are horrible. Stool is disgusting.
Is so bad.
And yes. so is membrane.
Hey, but you need to bring us a stool sample. Preferably, it went through your membrane.
We hear you. Thank you. Sorry. That is awful. That's a great list. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, yes. I don't like when people use the word Reese's peanut butter cup because it sounds like feces.
That's like a Reese's monkey. You don't like those either, then?
Oh, maybe not. Yeah,
no.
That's
feces monkey.
No.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS.
Feces also is a terrible word.
That's a bad word, too.
It's a really bad word.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Happy Friday.
Thank you. Words that you hate.
Pus.
Pus.
Oh, pus. Yeah, yeah, pus is disgusting.
I have a top 10 list, basically from a study by an online English company called Preply, and pus is number one.
Pus is number one.
Yep, it's the worst
word. Wow, you found it. You found the number one most disgusting word, sir. Well done. Thanks for calling, man. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, Kevin and Smuggler. It's Trixie.
Hey, Trixie. What's up?
What's up? You know, I love you guys. But Tuesday, it's pretty difficult to listen to because I hate the word twofer.
Twofer? Really? Does it actually make you ill?
I seriously have to put down the radio sometimes because it reminds me of something that stinks, sort of like a bag of meth between your butt cheeks or something like that.
What the hell are you talking about?
No.
You know, Bean would be very upset. He loves our two for Tuesday.
Yes, he does.
He wants a couple from Gordon Lightfoot, and he wants to be the exact same song. By the way, Stu, very funny, putting Gordon Lightfoot on the legal ID, you bastard.
Yeah, I told him I hated it that much, and he started throwing it in.
Damn it.
Thanks,
well, Trixie, thanks for calling. We are looking for words that make you kind of sick, physically ill.
818-955-KLOS.
Yowza. Yowza. Yowza.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're talking about repulsive words. What do you got?
My word that makes me cringe is lactate.
Oh, yeah.
You say that. It with a lot of gusto.
I don't want to be milked. I don't want to milk anybody. I don't want to milk anything.
You don't want to milk out is what you're saying? I always thought that phrase was kind of gross.
I don't want to know anything about lactation.
I got you. All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi, where'd you eat?
Snatch.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what? Yep.
Yeah, like you snatch an apple off the table.
Of course, that's exactly what we're talking about. And I agree with you. That is a weird one for some reason. Beautiful. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. We're talking about words that drive you crazy.
Yes, so maybe I'm alone in this, but I hate the word lunch.
Really?
Lunch makes you sick?
Why?
Yeah.
It cringes me out, man. My wife says it like really weird sometimes just to like freak me out because she knows I hate it.
She's doing the right thing. That's odd.
There are normal words, everyday words that kind of freak people out. Do you have any idea how that got started?
I was probably when I was younger. I'm not too sure, but yeah. It's
very interesting. Well, go ahead and lie on the couch, and I'll be in a moment, and we'll go ahead and start our session.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Words you can't stand because they make you sick.
I got two, and it's funny because they rhyme, but it's pimple and nipple.
I hate one. I love the other.
Yeah, exactly. What if you had a pimple on your nipple?
That's gross.
Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hi, words that make you crazy.
Splooge.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Splooge. It's horrible.
I'm sorry, your phone's cutting out.
I'm sorry.
What's
splooge.
What is it?
splooge. Like, okay, like an S P L U D G E.
F L what?
It's S as in Sam.
Yeah.
P like
Wait, you're fine with yeah. but
yeah, is fine, but splooge too.
Shall we get this party started?
Let's do it. It's our All Request Fest.
Got something you want to hear, even if it's something we don't usually throw on? Give us a call.
Nothing slow. We're looking for party songs to kick off your weekend.
Yes,
818-955-KLOS.
Or you can hit us up on social media. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. KLOS.
Hey, what do you guys need?
Man, what do I need? Some money? I could use some more drugs.
Chocolate.
Chocolate, sure.
And a song to kick off your weekend.
Oh,
what
yeah,
do you
something
got?
Loud.
Saturday in the Park.
By Chicago?
Yeah, that's loud.
Define loud.
Saturday.
I don't know that that would be considered loud.
I'll tell you, though, that is a summer song.
It is.
So this is a pretend summer.
Right.
So I bet JD will play it for you tomorrow during the day.
I'll buy that.
All right. So call JD and tell him Sluggo insisted. And Kevin said he would beat him up in the parking lot if he didn't.
Will do.
All right. Thank you, man.
Here's what we're talking about, by the way.
Hello. It's our old request fest.
Sluggo.
Hey.
Hey. Let's get this party started right. Let's put Uncle Ted in the thing straight from Wangle Tangle, man.
All right. That seems doable. Who are you?
My name is Walter. I'm driving on the 5 freebie going north. I'm driving a liquor truck. I'm trying to head on in.
So you're driving a liquor truck, huh? I think you can hook us up is what I'm thinking.
Remember, always shop for the Southern Glazer Wine and Spirits, boss.
It is the All Request Fest. It's happening thanks to Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel. They're your California to Vegas connection. Play and earn points and rewards for Palms Casino in Las Vegas. Visit Yamaha.com/palms for details on that.
And let us know what song will kick off your weekend, right? 818-955-KLOS.
You know, a lot of people are about to kick off a 3-day weekend.
Yes, that's correct.
Holiday weekend for a lot of people. If that's you, we are hoping this gets it going for you, the All Request Fest. So Margie today played Brand New Black Crowes.
Margie did?
You know, I always almost say that.
Well, you just did.
I don't know why.
Why would you ever call Marcy Margie?
Haven't the slightest clue. Wow. Stoner, man. That's the problem.
Super weird.
So someone named Margie was hired, and she came in and played Brand New Black Crowes, and it was really awesome. It's called Wanting and Waiting, and someone asked for it, right?
Cheryl from Pomona.
Oh, Margie asked for it, huh?
Yeah, sure.
There you go. Kevin, you surf, right?
I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were you any good at it?
No.
Ah.
Hence, did.
I think you should go out again, because, you know, it's really hot outside.
Is it?
Yeah, and all weekend long, it's fake summer here on KLOS.
I was going to say, it seems cold.
Like songs like that. No, don't even, we need a wetsuit, man. You can go into the ocean.
I'll trust you.
Yeah, do it.
Hello, it's our All Request Fest.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Our All Request Fest.
Let's see. I love my Kiss and Kiss!
Wait, say it again. Kiss!
Tears Are Falling. I just love that song.
Which one?
Tears Are Falling.
Tears Are Falling. Man, you got to say Kiss again, though.
Kiss!
Well, like your voice broke. That's pretty good.
I didn't mean for it to break. I'm old.
Hey, guys, you said you wanted to hear Friday Party songs.
Yes,
right?
Please.
Yes, sir.
Loud stuff, please.
I've got two. First one, Sweet Ballroom Bliss.
Yeah, nice one.
Love it.
You ready, Steve?
Yep, right. And then...
Then your phone cut out.
And he died.
Oh,
that was the last thing he wanted.
One fewer listener.
Damn shame. Should we honor
hear his request?
Yeah, that's true. I guess we don't even need to honor his request then.
Sweet.
I love everything that band did. That's one of those rare. I like, and they're so different. Such different sound for every single song. Ballroom Blitz by request and the All Request Fest, which is happening thanks to Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel. It's your California to Vegas connection. Play and earn points and rewards for Palms Casino Resort in Vegas. You visit Yamaha.com/palms for more details.
Call us if you have a song that would kick off your weekend perfectly. 818-955-KLOS.
That was a really quick winter. Can you believe it's already summer?
Yeah, I like this pretend game that we're doing.
Yeah, we're going to do it all weekend long. And in fact, we're going to head you out to some summer concerts. We're going to give you tickets to Def Leppard and Offspring, Styx, Foreigner. Be listening to JD between noon and 6 and all weekend long for your chance to go to some of these concert shows. And keep listening for summer songs all weekend long on KLOS.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo.
Yoo!
Hey, fellas. It's our old request fest. What can we do for you?
I'd like to hear some George Thorogood. One bourbon, one scotch, and about 10 beers.
I would love to play that for you, man. I love George. Who are you?
Yeah, my name's Ken. I'm just crawling up the 101 freeway coming from Commerce heading to Van Nuys.
Well, good luck. So you'll be home by Monday, right when you have to turn around and go back to work.
Right.
Thunder Thighs 65.
I think it's Thunder Kiss.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I always get that wrong. That's
my white zombie. That's for Perry at Hollywood.
We got a little more time left in our precious little all-request fest.
818-955-KLOS. It's the KLOS all-request fest. What do you want
to
hear?
Oh, I'm going to have to say... have a drink on me.
That is a damn fine suggestion.
Excellent.
Does that mean we'll play it? Yes.
Hey, how are you? Happy Friday, guys.
To you, too. It's our old request fest. Can we play something for you?
Yes. Can you play Alive by Pearl Jam, please?
Hello, KLOS.
What's up, Scrubbo?
What's happening, man?
It's Friday, man. Yeah.
Woo!
All right. What do you want to hear?
Yeah, some Whiskey in the Jar, Metallica.
Time for What We Learned. There's such a thing as a pop-up wedding. They show up at a coffee house and get married before the owner even could realize what's going on.
It's like a flash mob wedding.
Right.
And I am 100% on board.
I'm in. Cuts the cost quite a bit.
Yeah, right.
And what's up with Florida? A driver was involved in a hit and run, was pulled over, and tried to stash meth between his butt cheeks.
But not properly where, you know, the sun really don't shine.
No keister, no peace.
So he blew it.
Right. And people hate the words moist, pus, splooge, ooze, and phlegm.
That's good to know. That's very good to know for your weekend. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wunderbar kitty of Oz.
I'll see you on Monday. Peace out.
Oh, by the way, one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Hey, how you doing? It's Sylvester Stallone.
Hey, you want to join the conversation?
I heard you guys. That's why I'm calling in, because I was listening, so I know the conversation, right? I'm not stupid.
Okay,
I'm not mentally irregular.
I didn't know if you were listening. My bad.
I'm not calling just, you know, to find out the time and the temperature, okay? It's like, I'm not, when I have something to say about what you're talking about.
Okay, I gotcha.
Okay? Just like, you know?
I don't know. I don't know.
What is it that you want to say?
I don't know, you know, that's what we're going to find out. You know, I want to talk to you and then maybe let people hear it. And then, I don't know, I'm not a wideman. I'm an actor, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, you wanted to talk about what we were talking about, add to the conversation.
Yeah, you called us first.
First blood, you want first blood?
No, no.
I got first blood.
No.
You got first blood.
Oh, no.
Spit on me, I got all this spit on me.
Sylvester.
I'm not trying to protect my country, and now I'm taking first blood.
And he's going to talk. And now we continue to the Best of All World Summer Tour that's happening at the Kia Forum on August 19th. Tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. Be listening for that sometime before 5 p.m.
Correct.
Ugh. Just a moment ago, who was it that called and made themselves caller 25?
Hussein from Irvine.
And what did she win?
She won two tickets to see Sammy Hagar. Very different. Two tickets to see Sammy Hagar at the Best of All World Summer Tour.
And when we told her that she won, she said,
I can't wait to bring my daughter or my son.
Or someone that's wandering by on the street.
Or maybe that too.
Just keep your options open.
The Police had their very first rehearsal ever, and it was at Stuart Copeland's London apartment on this day in rock in 1977. It had been 18 years since 1995's Forbidden album happened, and it was on this day in rock in 2013 with Ozzy at the helm. Black Sabbath announced the release of their new album, 13.